So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Dan Ball, it is time for our Pick 6 parlay.
A pick 6!
He's picked! Touchdown on a pick 6.
Jones with the pick 6.
And he flips the game!
Let's go!
Gentlemen, we're back. We're better than ever, or whatever you consider our skills picking football games. Because there are, hi Lily, there are 6 games on the schedule this weekend, and there are 6 of us here on this show with the 3 of you guys and the 3 of us back behind the glass. We're bringing it back for a pick 6 parlay. Now, you may ask, how does everybody make their picks for a week like this? Normally,
Everybody make their picks for a week like this,
thank
Dan?
Thank you, Fitzy. Good question. Now, normally we would just send picks into the group chat and whatever you had a bunch to choose from. But we had to reward people for just performing better than expected, better than anybody else could have possibly imagined on the pick 6 during the regular season.
What was my reward?
Your reward, Ted. You finished first. Oh. Congratulations, Ted Johnson, our regular season winner of the Pick 6 parlay.
But we're probably wondering who won it. I did. So,
11-5.
Pretty sure you told everybody that a few times.
11-5 was the final record for Ted Johnson. Nick Fitzy Stevens finishes second at 9-7. Brian Frazoco, who pushed on one of those late matchups, finishes 8-7-1. Stiz and I tied at 7-9. And Andy Hart, who had the chance to make the comeback, yet let the holidays slip without playing the last 2 weeks.
Wait. 7-9, 6-10. So if I win this week and one of you guys loses, I will not be alone in last place.
No, that's not how the playoffs work at all.
There's new rules.
Yeah, that's how the NFL works.
New season starts.
The Patriots don't get their 15th win of the season if they win on Sunday.
Wait, then I'm supposed to be in Cancun enjoying vacation if I came in last place.
Well, instead you get the paradise on earth that is us. So we drafted that way. If you had the best record, you got the chance to make the pick of the game that you're picking. So Ted Johnson, with your 11-5 winning record from the regular season, you got to pick first. What is the game that you're choosing from, and what is your pick?
Well, since I got to go first, I'm going to go with the game that we all care about and are most invested in the most, and that is, of course, the Patriots taking on the L.A. Chargers. And it might not make sense because you got the Patriots highly just potent offense going up against probably the best defense they've played all season long. It's not even a question. It is with the Chargers. And I still got them steamrolling that defense.
Steamrolling?
I got them for 34 points in this game. I feel like, and this gets to my Billy Elliot point that I was making earlier. So if you ever see the movie Billy Elliot, at the very, very, very end of the movie, you see Billy as this kind of 13-year-old boy. You know, just the whole movie is about him being this little 13-year-old boy. And the final scene is him coming out on stage. He becomes a tremendous ballet dancer, right? So he's an aspiring ballet dancer.
Well, this is right up Andy's alley.
And his dad doesn't want him to be. He wants him to be something else, right? And
tougher.
Yeah, you know, come on. So,
well, maybe exactly. This is up Andy's alley.
Yeah, this is right up your alley, bud. Yeah. So, and it's perfect. You know what? In this scene, Billy comes out and all of the other dancers run to the side of the stage to watch him leap because they all know what a tremendous and talented dancer he is. And you see the dad is crying in the stands. Drake May's parents are going to be crying in the stands when they watch this performance from Drake May. It is going to be a game of all games. I think this is his essentially coming out party, if you will.
So good, his parents will be crying.
They will be crying in the stands. So this is his coming out party. And it, to me, this is everybody in the NFL is going to see this game from Drake and go, oh, I see what they're talking about. He really is an MVP. So that's my gut feeling. So I'm that's what I'm counting on. So I got the Patriots winning this game 34-20 on Sunday night.
And that covers our spread of -3.5 handily. We'll do our official Patriots Chargers game picks. We'll get the rest around Ted's in our odds and ends segment. So Ted Johnson has the Pats. Nick Fitzy Stevens with your second place record of 9-7. What's your game? What's your pick?
All right, I'm going to go with the game that bookends this super wild card weekend to Monday Night Football and the finale of Buck and Aikman calling games with the Manning brothers simulcast on ESPN2. We go. Ted, I will keep up with your movie theme so much as geography will factor into the equation. Only movie that I can think of that was filmed in Pittsburgh was Striking Distance, which is exactly what Pittsburgh is going to try and hope to stay within their opponent that they're hosting on Monday night. And the only movie that I can think that was filmed recently in Pittsburgh was The Dark Knight Rises. And, of course, we all know that Aaron Rodgers loves darkness retreats, and he'll probably love to say to C.J. Stroud at some point, "You merely adopted the darkness. I was born into it." Well, all the ayahuasca in the world is not going to save Aaron Rodgers in what likely is going to be his NFL finale. You are going up against a defense, number one in total defense, number one in points allowed, top five in rushing defense, and running the ball really is all that Pittsburgh does very well. Success rate and efficiency, number one as well. Sack rate, number one in the NFL. I happily will give 3 points to Pittsburgh, to Kalen, Metcalf, and everyone else that's going to try to beat the Texans. They will not. Texans cover the 3.
I think Jack Reacher was filmed in Pittsburgh, too. Just, you know, just throwing that out there.
The movie or have you seen the Amazon show?
No, I haven't seen the Amazon. The movie. Yeah,
okay.
The movie.
Heard very good things about the Amazon show, too. Same with Jack Ryan. I don't know why they have the markets corner.
And
there.
Then C.J. Stroud will walk up to Aaron Rodgers after the game and go, "One of us will have to remain behind, my friend."
Okay, so we have the Patriots -3.5. We have the Texans -3. We have Brian Frazoco back behind the glass running the socials and the Twitch. He has the 49ers covering a +6 spread in their game this weekend. So that is the pick coming from Brian Frazoco as part of our pick six parlay. The Niners are the 4:30 game on the road against the Eagles. Andy Hart, thoughts on the Niners covering a +6 number on the road in Philly?
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
So that's interesting. I believe that's the only underdog that was selected by our six parlay panel here.
Wow. That feels monstrous.
Philly is a weird team. Like, and this is a weird game.
Wow.
Obviously, Christian McCaffrey's been awesome, and the 49ers have dealt with some of their injuries. They're a little bit healthier now. But to me, this just comes down to Philly. Does Philly play to its talent?
What Philly's team's showing up?
If they play to their talent, then Philly should win this game at home. But if they're skulking around and, you know, only have 3 points halfway through the second quarter and they can't move the ball and that whole thing. So I don't hate the pick. Take the points with the Niners. The Philly plays a lot of close games, and they've been underachieving.
Quick question to the panel. Is Trent Williams playing or not? He was a DNP at practice earlier in the week. If he plays,
yes.
I give the Niners a chance.
Yes, that's accurate. We saw how valuable he was last week.
Very true. All right, Stanley, Stiz and I tied at 7-9. Advantage goes to Stiz because he's cooler than me. What's your pick this week?
Dan, I'm going with the Bills. Now, they're at Jacksonville. Jacksonville's been hot, 13-4. I think they've won 8 in a row. It's in Jacksonville, so you would think, you know, the Jacksonville might have the edge. But, like I say all the time, Brian, Josh Allen's going to do Josh Allen things. Mm. And don't count him out. Give me the Bills -1.5 at Jacksonville.
That. I mean, I like that pick.
Josh Allen throws picks sometimes.
I was going to say, that phrase can cover a lot of territory, good and bad.
That's right.
Josh Allen going to Josh Allen. Yeah. Does that mean Superman cape, or does that mean dunce cap?
Superman cape, baby.
Okay.
I mean, the pressure is so very squarely on Allen and Sean McDermott. There are changes that are incoming if they don't find a way to string some wins together here.
And they're due. Schefter told us they were due. 1992 was the last time they won a road playoff game, so they're due.
There you go. 20th, 35th times the charm, you know, yeah. whatever number. Yeah,
both teams, though, both teams had big, really good, impressive wins recently. This should give them confidence.
Absolutely. I think that could be
Bills
a fun
over
game.
The Patriots and the Jags over the Broncos.
That could be a very fun game.
Yep.
Could be indeed. One that I don't think is going to be a lot of fun is the one that I chose. So it came down to Andy and I at the bottom of the standings, choosing from the two games on Saturday. It was either the Rams and the Panthers in the early game or the Packers and the Bears in the late game. I went with the big spread and took the Rams 10.5-point favorites on the road. It's a big number, especially for a road team, but Carolina backed their way in. They lost in their game against Tampa, and the only reason they got in was because of other scores, the Falcons and the Saints. That was happening at the same time. They lost three of their last four, and their only win also came against the Bucs during that spread. I just don't think they're very good. The Rams have played a really tough schedule in that division, and I think they're a team that could do some big things in this playoff overall. So I think they can roll in this game, 27-10 kind of score, that kind of thing. So I got them covering -10.5, the Rams on the road against the Panthers.
They play a big boy schedule, and they supposedly have the MVP. They should go in to Carolina against a team with a losing record.
Yep.
They should roll them. Good pick, Dan.
Yeah, thank you. And that leaves pick number 6 out of 6. Andy Hart was left with the scraps, or so it was deemed, but you've made your selection on the last one. What's your game? What's your pick?
So I find this interesting because Schefter was really interested that this game went to Amazon Prime when we were talking about the quality of the games, and you guys all passed over this game, so maybe it means it's a really good game.
That's
tough to pick.
Exactly what it means.
Okay, so it fell to my lap. It's a classic NFC North affair, classic facility at Soldier Field, classic backdrop. Apparently it's going to snow, and snow is going to be a weather game and all that. I will also say it's the I don't trust either of these two teams bowl. I don't feel great about either of these two teams. Jordan Love and Caleb Williams, great players, the whole thing. Offensive coaches, don't love any of it.
Do you know what the thing that makes me the most nervous about the Bears and has all season long is? They've been number one in turnover margin all season. And you just go, well, they can't continue to turn. Like, that is a stat that you go, you can't count on that week in, week out.
Ding, 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 ding. So I will take the Packers to win at Soldier Field. They're laying 1.5. I don't think they turn it over. If they don't turn it over, I think they're capable of playing in the snow or whatever the conditions that may present themselves. Yeah. They can run it. They can throw. They can do what they need to do. So give me the Packers to beat the Bears and cover that 1.5.
Wow.
The I thought a huge loss for the Packers was their tight end, Tucker Kraft, getting hurt.
Huge. Massive.
He was so good. He's so freaking good, that guy. Mm-hmm. So when he went out, I don't know, a couple months ago, I thought that was a huge loss for them.
Micah Parsons, he was having such a good season.
Right, yeah, and him too, yeah.
Honestly, he was having such a good season. That was the closest thing I think I had seen to the way Gronk had played. Yeah. Like, he played in a very similar physical dominant style as well.
Cool
story,
too,
right? Watch out, Andy. Jordan Love will give the other team one or two if he's not
in this game. He won't, baby.
Not in this one, no?
Nope.
I'm
feeling it.
There you go. I like the confidence.
We are due. We're more due than the Bills on the road.
It's the most dangerous.
Yeah, I'll go with that logic. There's a lot behind it. That is our pick six for this week. So again, to recap, Ted Johnson is the Patriots, -3.5. Nick Fitzy-Stevens, the Texans, -3. Brian Frazoco has the Niners covering +6 on the road against the Eagles. I have the Rams -10.5 on the road against the Panthers. Stiz has Buffalo -1.5 against Jacksonville. That one you can also find flipping to either side of the line. I saw other books that had the Bills as the underdog. So it's -1.5 where I got this number, and then Andy Hart has the Packers -1.5. Our parlay, $10 wins you $485.48, and Andy Hart's $2 wins him $97.09 on this week's Pick 6 Parlay.
$485.48 is a nice payment on a credit card that maybe is coming in after
Miller
the
Lights.
Christmas.
That's a lot of Miller Lights.
A lot of Miller Lights to celebrate dry January with here on WEEI Afternoons, the way Dan Ball does. All right, that's the Pick 6 Parlay. Good luck if you take our for entertainment purposes only advice. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, time for odds and ends. That means we got to do two things. We got to pick the Patriots game. We also get to hear a little audio from The Masked Singer. I don't know that we've ever played audio from The Masked Singer on this show, but it ties into Boston sports. Maybe a Boston sports legend. That's next on WEEI.